This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
You're listening to Catholic Weekend, episode 289 for the week ending Saturday, September 12th, 2015. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whatever time it is. I'm Jeff Nielsen, also known as Captain Jeff. And joining me today from Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Miss Maria Johnson.
Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. I thought I was expecting Father Roderick to...
That's a little delayed reaction there. I thought, okay, I think I've unmuted her. And also joining us from Oklahoma, we have the inimitably suave Steve Nielsen.
I'm not sure what that means, but hello, everybody.
It's like without compare or something like that, I think. Ooh, what inimitable okay. means. Oh, but I was trying to use
it. You can call him Swave and Deboner.
Swavey.
That's right.
So I was trying to, you just can't say inimitable. Yeah, I think you have to use that to modify another word. So anyway.
I just think you can't say inimitable.
I can't. I guess I have a very tough time.
To buy a hamburger.
Like statistics. Oh, I said it. Statistics. Sometimes that.
Said it again.
Yeah. Wow.
The word I have to pause over is distribution.
Distribution.
Oh.
Really?
I don't say it slowly.
You know, the older I get, the harder I'm having
like
more and more.
Distribution.
I have trouble sometimes saying Google.
Google. I have trouble saying no to chocolate chip cookies.
I can't say peninsula or horizon.
You just did.
I know, because I thought about it and practiced it in my head before I uttered the words. When I learned to read as a little kid, I had no one to help me with my pronunciation of words because my mother didn't speak any English. So I would read peninsula, and in my head it would be peninsula. And horizon was horizon. So I still read them that way in my head, but when I speak them, I have to stop and pause.
Well, you didn't have the internet back then to go to to hear the pronunciation of these words?
Nope. None of that.
Nope.
I had this friend when I was back in college, and this was way back before computers, internet, stuff like that. Well, not way before, but anyway, he tried to teach himself Spanish, but he didn't have any way of listening to it.
Oh.
And so his pronunciation was totally incomprehensible. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm practicing Spanish. Like, that is not Spanish.
Suave is suave.
Yeah.
So, hey, folks, how's everything?
Inimitable.
How has your inimitable week been going? This past week,
I had a fantabulous week. I presented at your parish last night. I presented at St. Peter Chanel. I suppose I shouldn't announce that to the world that that's where you go to church. But anyway,
I go to St. Peter Chanel Catholic Church in Roswell, Georgia. That's okay.
There you go.
I'm completely transparent.
Oh gosh, it's such a lovely group. But I spoke to the PCCW, which is the Parish Council of Catholic Women.
Oh, and I thought it was politically correct something.
Mary Matthews, who's I think the national secretary or vice president, is a listener to our show. I wish I had my train.
Oh, really?
To tell her what train that is.
Go St. Peter Chanel. Oh yeah.
There we go. So I spoke to them in their annual launch for their season or whatever you call it for their new year begins now in the fall. And what a lovely group of women. I had such a wonderful time talking about my story. And
it's her story,
the book launch, my story
of a lovely lady
Marcia,
who grew up in Cuba.
Anyway,
sorry.
Shout out to those ladies.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience. And Stephen, how was your week?
Well, I don't know if you talked about this on the last show or not, but I was in Louisville week before last. Mm-hmm. Louisville. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it. Louisville.
Oh, I thought it was Louisville.
It's not Louisville.
No, I actually had a local who was very adamant in saying it should be pronounced Louisville because it's named after King Louis.
Yeah.
16th, King Louis the 16th. So it should be Louisville.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that people actually say it that way.
I'm sorry. I muted you, Maria. You can unmute yourself. Go ahead, unmute yourself. You can do it.
Is it still happening?
Yeah. There was just like that electronic noise or whatever, and so I just was trying to eliminate it a little bit, and then right when Marie was about to say something, I hit the mute button.
Whatever.
Well, the point I was trying to make.
Yes. What were you trying to say?
So I was out of the office.
You have no point.
What is the point?
I was out of the office for a week, which means I had 2 weeks worth of work to do this week, and I didn't make it. And now I have a last minute trip to Texas that I have to take. So I'm leaving as soon as the show's over, pretty much. I'm getting in a car and driving to Texas.
Well, our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
Wish I could go because I love Austin's barbecue. Hickory smoked, not hickory, mesquite smoked beef brisket is just awesome.
Yeah, there's a great place on the outskirts of Austin called
Salt Lick. Yes.
I love it.
That's one of the best, I think.
So do you go do all the Austin things, like look at the guy that's riding the bicycle in a...
Oh, I've seen that guy. No, yeah, I don't go to look at that, no.
And the bats under the bridge.
That's kind of cool.
This is a quick trip. We're not gonna be able to spend much time doing anything.
It's not fun.
Conduct our business and come back.
Strictly professional.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And let's see. Maria, I think that you're about to start some travels here very soon.
I am. So I'm going to take a 2 or 3 weekend hiatus from here. I'm going to miss you guys. Actually, the truth is, am I going to even be thinking about you? I don't know. I think I'm going to be busy.
Probably not.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, huh? I'll have to bring back some cigars for you guys, though.
What if we don't smoke cigars?
I don't smoke cigars.
I don't either.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
So what do you want? I'll bring you some rum. Contraband rum.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Rum. Yeah, so I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be in Cuba for a couple of weeks. And between travel and the time that I'm there and getting back home and everything, I think it's going to... I think I won't be back until October.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'll rejoin you guys in October.
I won't be next weekend either.
Okay. Well, maybe I won't be here next weekend either then.
Okay, well, then let's all just go away.
Yeah.
Will you be flying? I'm flying Acme.
No, I don't know what I'm going to be doing next weekend, but I might actually be out of town. I might be up in Asheville.
Oh, so gosh, that's a pretty part of the country.
Might have to just skip a week. I don't know, depending on what happens. But
said Asheville, not Nashville.
Asheville.
Right? Yeah, that's
pretty Asheville, cool. North Carolina, up in the mountains. Maybe. I don't know. Not sure. I'm still trying to... see about travel plans and such.
We all have such busy lives, don't we?
We do.
I know.
We do. Hey, you know, speaking of busy, the several cities here in the United States are getting kind of busy because of the Pontiff's upcoming visit. And so as I mentioned last week, there's more and more stuff in the news about the Pope and the Vatican and the Catholic Church, et cetera. And I guess it's because they're paying more attention to it because of his impending visit. One of the things I noticed when I was reading the USA Today newspaper is an article about Pope's annulment changes could have big impact in U.S. And so I guess they announced that they are trying to streamline the annulment process. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was interesting, something that has needed to be... to be done. And the thing that really kind of surprised me in this article, let's see if I can try to find the exact quote, but basically they said that in the United States, approximately 58% of marriages are annulled. And I thought it was more like 90-something percent.
Wow.
You know, of people that were applying for nullity. So I thought that was a, I mean, that was encouraging to me. Although, you know, you never want to see that if you can help it. But I'm saying, wow, I thought that it was almost an automatic thing here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You just had to put up with the amount of time it took and some places the amount of money that it takes to for the fees and everything else. And basically what they're trying to do is streamline the process so you only have like one tribunal, not a couple tribunals, and you know, try to make it a 3 to 4 month period instead of an 18-month period, and also reduce the amount of money to, you know, reduce the fees as low as possible so it'll be more affordable for people that don't have any money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of clarification that a lot of people need in that you're not paying for an annulment. Now, they do ask that you contribute what you can to help allay some of the costs involved in the process, because, you know, there's people that need to be hired. There's, you know, you're running an office. It's effectively a service.
Right.
That part of it.
So, and, you know, and I was actually impressed with, John Bacon at USA Today did a kind of a separate or a companion article with this talking about annulments, what you need to know. And I thought it might be something that we could talk about. I think most of us know what annulments are, but, you know, maybe not. So if you're listening, maybe you'll learn something here. What is an annulment in the Catholic Church? A church tribunal declares that a marriage previously thought to be valid fell short of at least one essential marital element. And then they go on to say, well, what are the elements of a valid Catholic marriage? The spouses are, number one, free to marry. They freely exchange their consent. They have the intention to marry for life. Wow. How many people out there nowadays go in with that thinking? You should.
I know when I was doing campus ministry that, you know, our chaplain, when he was counseling couples, you know, one of the first things he'd say was, is if there's any thought in your mind that this is temporary or something that you can change your mind about later, then you are not ready to be married.
Right. Yeah, it's not like let's go and see how it works out, and if it doesn't work out, then we'll go our separate ways. That's right there, you failed one of the primary requirements of entering into a sacramental marriage, is the fact that you intend for it to be lifelong. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you intend to be faithful and good to each other and open to children, and you intend the good of each other, and the consent is given in the presence of two witnesses and before a church minister. So, anyway, so it goes on talking about some other thing about how long does the process take, and a little bit about the structure of the process and the tribunals and that kind of thing. And then, of course, the big question a lot of people have is, well, if a marriage is declared null by the church, does it mean that the marriage never existed? And the article says, no, it means it was not valid according to church law. So that's one of the things that people object to. So, well, if my marriage was not a true marriage, then what about my children? Are they, you know, illegitimate? And the church stresses, no, that's not the case at all. So,
yeah, it doesn't nullify the fact that there was a civil union in there.
Right.
So the children are not.
And then finally, it says the Pope Francis insists that marriage remains an indissoluble union and that the new regulations aren't meant to help to end them. Rather, he said, the change is aimed at speeding up and simplifying the process, especially for poorer people who cannot afford lawyers, so that the faithful can find justice. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Have you heard any reaction to this by people?
I have not. Have you?
I've been so busy this week, I've not been able to really, you know, read about it. So I was just wondering if there's been any negative comments about it or anything.
I
know that in my personal sphere, I have a good friend who did not have a convalidated marriage because of past things. And, all of this talk leading up to the world meeting of families, is that what it's called? And the discussions leading up to this annulment process led them to seek foundation for their marriage. So, you know, it's not a, it's the reverse actually of the annulment, but the conversation is out there and people are listening to the fact that this is a, you know, marriage is a good mm-hmm. and a sacramental marriage is a better.
Exactly. Well, sorry, the automated music playing in the background there. Sorry about that, Maria. I thought I'd turned that down, but it started to interrupt you, but might as well take a break, you know? And this is where we usually thank everyone for supporting the StarQuest Production Network. And you can do so by becoming a friend of SQPN. Look right there on the webpage if you're watching us on the SQPN.com Catholic Weekend Live page. Over there on the right side, you can see that you can become a friend of SQPN and support our work. And you can click the donate button, and then there's a drop down. You can select all kinds of various levels of support. Even one time support is accepted. Oh, and if you want to be an angel, it's only $1,000 per month. So why don't you consider that? So how many lattes would that be per month that you'd be passing up?
500? No. 300? What's a latte cost these days?
I
make
know.
My own.
A latte. Like four or something?
Latte.
4 to 5 hours.
You just made Michael Kuiper so happy.
I know. We share that same bad sense of humor.
I think my computer has decided that it's in sympathy with your upcoming trip because it just suddenly started showing me ads in Spanish.
Really? It's because of your Vaya con Gatos thing.
Maybe. It says, llamadas ilimitadas desde los Estados Unidos a México.
What does that mean?
Unlimited calls from the U.S. to Mexico.
But I was listening in on this conversation thinking, well, it must be some kind of a foreign language that they're trying to
go use. With cats. Go with cats.
Yeah.
Jeff is like, what is she talking about?
I have no idea. But that's okay. There are a lot of things I don't understand. Anyway, another way to support the show is if you're looking for web hosting, as both Maria and Steve use have, and they are. I'm having really trouble, a lot of trouble with my words today. They
imitable.
Inimitable. Yeah,
inimitable. I should not have started with trying to use a word like that. Anyway, if you're looking for web hosting for a blog, for a new podcast, or whatever, Bluehost. Bluehost.com makes it easy, and it's cheap. Well, inexpensive. So it's very affordable. Unlimited space, transfer, and domains on one account. And there you can just, I think it's like one button install of WordPress and any other type of software you need to start your blog or podcast or whatever. So check out Bluehost.com. We highly recommend it.
That's right. Broaden your horizons.
Yes, your horizons on your peninsulas. So wondering, let's see, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Well, there's another way to support the show, but we can talk about that later. Okay. Oh, you know what? Since we're getting some administrative details out of the way, did you know that the StarQuest Production Network is looking for or has a job opening?
I saw that.
Woo!
Yeah. So we are...
How does one apply for such a job?
Well, you do as I'm doing right now. You type in sqpn.com/hiring, and that will take you to a page that says, SQPN is seeking a highly experienced, motivated managing director to build and grow the organization, to aid the board of directors in strategic planning and acquiring resources, an inspiring motivator, proven effective in resource development and stewardship, innovative connector, savvy financial analyzer, honest evaluator with the effective conflict resolution skills, and a commitment to accountability, which ensure the health, growth, and sustainability of the organization. So it goes on to talk about what the roles would be if you're interested in doing this job. It's a part-time position, not a full-time job. And some of the requirements, knowledge, and skills required, etc. And then you can submit your application if you're interested in. And basically, the time requirements essentially about one day out of your week to spend on helping us grow our organization and help direct it. So, if you are interested, or you think you might be, head over to sqpn.com/hiring. All right. Did you see Joseph Biden on the new Stephen Colbert show? I guess it's called Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
I caught part of that that interview, but I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. But heard it was quite personal.
It was, and I was watching. You know, you heard little snippets of it from the news outlets, but they didn't show one of the parts, which I thought was quite. I don't know, impressive, or maybe not impressive, but it had more to do with our faith than any of the other little snippets that we heard at various news outlets. So I took the, I'm really having trouble trying to express myself today. I recorded a little bit of that conversation that Joseph Biden, our vice president, had with Stephen Colbert, and let's take a listen if you don't mind. Nope. Let me start over here. Sorry. I didn't have my sound set up properly. Are you guys still there? All of a sudden, I'm not hearing anything, but...
I'm waiting.
Okay, here we go.
How has your faith, I know you're a man of deep faith, how has your faith helped you respond to having lost your first wife and your daughter and now your son? How important is that in your life, and in what ways has it helped you?
Well, first of all, it's a little embarrassing this being about me. There's so many people, maybe some people in the audience, who've had losses as severe or worse than mine and didn't have the incredible support I have. I have such an incredible family. And so I feel self-conscious talking about the loss is serious and it's consequential, but there's so many other people going through this. But for me, you know, my wife, when she wants to, she's a professor, when she wants to leave me messages, she literally tapes them on my mirror when I'm shaving. And she put up a quote from Kierkegaard. And Kierkegaard said, faith sees best in the dark. And for me, my religion is just an enormous sense of solace. And some of it relates to ritual, some of it relates to just comfort of what you've done your whole life. I go to Mass and I'm able to be, it's just alone, even in the crowd, you're alone. I say the rosary, I find it to be incredibly comforting. And so What my faith has done is it sort of takes everything about my life with my parents and my siblings and all the comforting things and all the good things that have happened around the culture of my religion and the theology of my religion. And I don't know how to explain it more than that, but it's just a place you can go. And by the way, a lot of you have been through this. The faith doesn't always stick with you. Sometimes it leaves me. Sometimes, so I don't want to come off like, anyway,
No, I understand the feeling. You don't want to come off as pious or a holy Joe. Yeah. I understand that, but.
I'm sure not.
I'm sure not. What if- So anyway, I thought that was quite revealing and impressive in the aspect of the fact that he admits that, you know, sometimes the faith leaves him. And I guess we all kind of experience I think most of us, spiritual dryness at times. And maybe the religion or the faith doesn't leave us, but we leave it. Maybe that would be a better way to say it. And the fact that he kind of delineated between cultural aspect of the faith and the theology aspect of the faith. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the people who criticize him for some of the positions he's taken over the years politically. I guess delineation perhaps explains, you know, how he reconciles that. But, you know, you never know what's really in a person's heart. I thought that was really an interesting thing that he made himself so vulnerable. I can't speak now.
That's rubbing off.
Vulnerable.
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 I think it isn't an Ignatian theology that, you know, they have everybody goes through periods of consolation and desolation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the periods of desolation, the dark times, are where we really grow in our faith. And then in the periods of consolation, the happy times is where we solidify that. So I think there's an, not that you wish that on anybody, but I think there's a purpose to both of those.
Yeah. But I thought that was a great witness to our faith. And I know that in many ways, a lot of us feel like he's a great witness in negative aspects, mm-hmm. representing the Catholic faith. But I think, you know, I got a little bit of an inkling as to kind of the way he feels. I mean, obviously, it's important to him. Mm-hmm. And then the interesting thing, when he said that he feels alone, I think what he means is, although he didn't say it, I feel alone with God. Not like I'm by myself, but kind of yeah. When I'm in church or I'm praying the rosary, I feel alone. And I think that's what I got out of it, that he's alone mm-hmm. with his
yeah,
maker.
I think there's a better word for that, but I can't quite think of what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I understood what he meant as well. At least I think we do. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I appreciate his vulnerability. That's, you know, it's not easy to, it's really not easy to talk about your faith or live your faith so openly in a society that doesn't get it,
mm-hmm.
and is quick to make fun of it. Because I mean, I think that Colbert really hit it on the nail. Oh, we don't want you to be, you know, Pious Joe or Holy Joe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know,
pious.
I'm just glad that in the midst of all the goofiness that Colbert has on his show, that he's able mm-hmm. to have that on his show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm sure he got some criticism from some corners about that. But.
Sure, because a lot of people would say, look, don't go there. Don't talk about faith, because that's just not something that, you know, we want to talk about on a national show like this.
Yeah.
And yet we have to embolden ourselves to be who we are. And that's part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I really got a good sense of that through that, that little snippet of his interview. Mm-hmm. The news outlets kind of focused more on, you know, whether he's going to be running, you know, the more the political aspect of Joe Biden and whether he's going to be running for the Democratic nomination, and talking about his son, Beau, and how much of a struggle that has been for him and such. But so when I was watching the rerun of the show last night and I heard him talking about this faith, I'm thinking, wow, I'd love to share that with the Catholic Weekend community. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's see, what else is going on as far as prep work for the pontiff in the United States? Steve, I know at one time you had reserved a hotel room with the idea of heading up there and kind of taking part of all that. Are you still doing that or no?
Nah, well, I still have the reservation, but I think I need to cancel it. I can't pull it off. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it with all the work that I've got to do and everything else. I just don't think I can do it. Really, yeah. Really regret that though. But I'll be watching as much of it on TV as I can.
Yeah, I noticed that in my airline communications for. Those of us who have layovers in the Philadelphia area during the time that the Pope will be visiting Philadelphia, that we are no longer staying downtown for those days, because obviously the traffic is going to be just crazy and all the security and everything else.
I was going to say, are you going to stay in New York or in Maryland or some other place?
I don't think it'll be that far away, but you know, it'll be probably closer to the airport, I would imagine. But
a couple of weeks ago, you were complaining about being out in the boondocks from an airport.
Oh, and now they're that was just, that was insane. You know, yeah. It was supposed to be an Indianapolis layover and we were in Bloomfield, Indiana, which is like not even close. It's not a suburb. It's like, you know, it's a drive. It's like an hour and 15 minute drive. From the airport. I kept going, this can't be right. Why are we going all the way down? I mean, it was interesting. It was a Bloomfield, Indiana is a beautiful place. It's the home of the Indiana University. You know, nice college town and all that kind of stuff. But man, it took forever to get there.
Was that just a mistake in reservation?
I think that the crew accommodations people probably thought, oh, we'll just set them down here. It looks like that's not that far, you know. Or
it's close enough.
Close enough. We're not going to have to ride in that van. So let's do
an
it.
An inch on the map is only a mile.
Yeah. Right? I don't know. Maybe they had the wrong scale or something. But I think that they got a lot of feedback from us that
I bet we're
experiencing. And then not to mention the fact that immediately after we left the airport area heading down toward Bloomfield, they were doing construction. A lot of, you know, in a lot of places around the country, the freeways are being, or interstates are, have a lot of construction going on. And it was like bumper to bumper traffic for the first 20 minutes. And we were thinking, well, by at this rate, we're going to get there in about 4 hours. But luckily, it was only a little over an hour. But yeah, anyway, it usually works out. I can't. I really shouldn't complain at all because my airline does a pretty good job of putting us up in very nice properties and convenient to a lot of things. So.
Well, so you asked what we're doing in preparation for the Pope's visit. Are you guys playing with Pope emoji? Pope emoji. Pope emoji.
No, I didn't even know about Pope emoji.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so you know Alitea.org?
Yes.
The communications, I don't know, it's a great resource.
Uh-huh.
They came out with an emoji board with the Pope, and mm-hmm. it is absolutely precious.
Wait a minute. They came out with a Ouija board for the Pope? What?
Yes, a Ouija board.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good
at all. An emoji.
I know. Pope, just kidding.
Pope emoji. Pope emoji is so precious. It's got 52 stickers and 14. Okay, here's the game. GIFs or GIFs?
Either.
Data.
Neither, neither.
So, yeah. So it's got him on the Pope mobile. It's got him praying. It's got him standing a la Patton in front of the U.S. flag. And it's cute. It's just
the
precious.
Purpose that this is?
You know, just to have fun. What's wrong with you, you stick in the mud?
No, I was just like, I saw all these things being posted, and I was like, I don't get what you're supposed to do with these.
You're supposed to play with them.
Okay. Well, they just started appearing, and I was like, I don't know what this is about.
Well, they just launched it earlier this week, and and so I immediately downloaded the thing.
So that's probably one of the most important things what we're doing in preparation for the Pope's visit.
Pope emojis. Oh, Pope emojis.
Let's see.
I want to see him do the Rocky thing on the steps.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the GIFs or GIFs or whatever. That's one of the little animated things.
Cool.
I'm going to send that to you right now.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's see. I'm looking through some of the wonderful show notes that Lynn has prepared for us, and in big, huge red letters, highlighted by really, really strong yellow. Yes, happy birthday, Sarah Vabulous. So it's today her birthday?
Yes, today is Sarah's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Sarah. If you were ever on the show, ever, we would do it while you were here personally. But and since you probably don't listen to the show, you'll never know we were wishing you a happy birthday. So this is kind of a waste of time, but. Anyway, so here we go. I'll hit the applause button if I can find it. Happy birthday, Sarah. Oops. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong button. Sorry. Happy birthday, Sarah Fabulous. You're fabulous. So there. Now Lynn won't yell at me.
For the animated GIF. I hope you can see that. There's the Pope running up the step.
Oh.
Very nice.
Hey, did you know that there were nine sins? Did you know that there were nine sins that the church is okay with?
There are nine sins that the church is okay with.
Yeah, according to this article. That is
dropping. Please, believe all articles, right?
Yeah.
Please tell me what those are.
Well, let's see. Fear. The phrases, do not fear, do not be afraid, appear 365 times in the Bible. Ironic? I think not. And here's what I think the church misses about fear. So that was, okay, maybe I should have read this before I started talking.
Okay, so how's that a sin?
I don't know. Fear's not a sin. Apathy. That's not a sin. Gluttony. Wait a minute. Gluttony. In my younger days, I would literally eat myself sick. I mean, I ordered food. This is not me speaking. This is the guy that wrote the article. What? I ate all of it, period. Naturally,
let's not go there.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that was a bad article.
We're heading toward heresy. Let's not go there.
Well, we always do that. Come on.
You should head towards. Yes, well, we need to put the brakes on it. Wait, let me send a Pope emoji on the Pope mobile.
The heresy train.
Oh, my God.
Stop that. He shouldn't be saying that either.
I hit the wrong one. This is the one I meant to hit. There we go.
There we go.
I should just
what
remove
it. What does it say about us when we can't even do a train wreck correctly?
We train wreck the train wreck.
The train wreck is a train wreck. This is awful. Oh,
I know.
This is, man, what a should, random show this
let's
is.
Let's just start over. I don't think we were actually in the groove when we started, but we're kind of up against the clock this morning.
Please. Okay, so the USCCB has an app.
Okay. Tell me about it.
For Pope Francis.
Okay.
I can't get to the name of it now. Catholic something.
Catholic something. Well, thank you for that. Let's see. How about if you're wondering about what the official web page is for the visit of the Pope, at least in New York. Pope Francis visits the Archdiocese of New York, and that is on popefrancisnyc.org. So there you go. There's my pick of the week.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I was following a little bit of that, and you know, they've been sprucing up St. Patrick's in New York, getting it all ready and cleaned mm-hmm. and polished and everything. So that's a benefit, you know.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work on that cathedral for many years.
Yeah. Now the Holy Father, he's going to speak to Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is he going to the UN?
Think so.
I don't know what his schedule in New York is. But.
Let's see. I'm looking at the webpage right now to see what the itinerary is, and I'm not finding it. I'm finding a bunch of tweets.
Let me use my handy dandy app.
Yeah, pull out that Pope app.
I'm gonna pull out the Pope.
Oh, here's something that I'm really curious about: is if the Pope is going to speak in English to Congress.
He doesn't speak English.
Well, he's been
practicing. Does he speak English?
He's been practicing. If you know, did you watch that thing on, was it ABC where they did like a live thing?
Mm-hmm.
He spoke
mm-hmm.
a little bit of English in that.
He did. He can read a teleprompter really well.
Yeah. So I got just curious to see. Okay. I bet he has some opening phrases in English, and then maybe he'll use a translator.
Okay, here we go. For the New York visit, Thursday, September 24th, at 5 o'clock, he arrives at John F. Kennedy International Airport. Boy, I hope I'm not flying to the John F. Kennedy Airport on September 24th. And then he goes, does evening prayer, Vespers, at St. Patrick's. And then on Friday, he visits the United Nations and addresses the United Nations General Assembly. So, yes, that answers that question. And then he does a multi-religious service at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum World Trade Center that day, Friday. And then he visits a school in East Harlem, the Our Lady Queen of Angels School at 4 p.m. And then he goes to Central Park and, Mass at Madison Square Garden. And then on Saturday, he leaves John F. Kennedy International Airport in the morning.
Yeah. And on that Thursday, he does have a visit to St. Patrick's.
So evening prayer, 6:45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I wonder what airline he flies when he's inside the U.S.
I don't know. That's a good question. Doesn't he normally fly Alitalia?
He usually, into the country, and then he usually flies whatever their national airline is back to Rome, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just curious what he flies when he's going in the U.S. Or is he, I suppose he's flying. He won't be, like, taking a train or a car, so.
Acme? He'll fly Acme?
I doubt it.
Curious.
So, here, I'll do a search. What?
Maybe it'll be an Air Force One.
Will?
Probably not.
Probably not.
That's reserved for the president, isn't it?
Yes. And it's only called Air Force One when the president is aboard.
You know that I knew a pilot that was one of the pilots.
Really?
Yeah. I think he flew, I want to say it was Johnson.
I got to go on board one of the old the old Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now where it was, but it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool airplane.
Pretty cool.
I'm trying to find, you know, what airline he'll fly while here, but I'm not finding it.
I'm just curious. I'm sure we'll see it on TV.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe he'll mix it up. Maybe he'll fly one of the big three, all of the big three at some point. Who knows?
I do not know. Because, you know, he doesn't have his own airplane like, you know, the president.
He'll be flying Spirit Air naturally. I crack myself.
I'm glad you think you're funny. Glad somebody thinks you're funny. You know what they're calling? You know, they're
Steve thought I was funny.
I think you're funny. Did you know that their call sign? You know, the Spirit Airlines, but their, you know what their call sign is when they're talking on the radio?
Oh gosh.
Spirit Wings.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of hokey. In fact, most of the time they don't say Spirit Wings. They'll just go Spirit. It's like they're embarrassed. I don't want to say Spirit Wings. 402.
What is your call sign?
Delta.
Delta.
Yeah, like American Airlines. American.
American.
United is United. United. TWA is TWA. Of course, they're not here anymore. Pan Am was Clipper.
Was it what?
Clipper.
Really?
Yep. And what's British Airways?
No idea.
Speedbird.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And
then why make fun of Spirit Wings?
Because it just sounds stupid.
I think somebody ought to be Big Bird.
Big Bird. Big yellow, painted yellow. In fact, Spirit should be Big Bird because a lot of their new paint scheme is this bright yellow.
That, oh, gosh.
Ryanair. Ryanair ought to be like a school bus.
School bus.
Cheese wagon.
Cheese wagon. Wow, this is getting really negative all of a sudden. I guess it's my fault. Sorry.
Wow, we're turning into the schoolyard bullies here. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so he should be flying Spirit Airlines. So let's just call it that. That's what he's going to be flying.
Okay, that's it. That's the official answer from the Catholic Weekend team.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything
Guardian
else?
Guardian Angel 1, ready for takeoff.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just coming up with blanks here to talk about. You ready to just end the show? Here, let me check out New Advent. See what's going on over there.
When is he arriving in Cuba? Is it this week? Next week?
Yeah. Oh, well, next week. I think the 18th or the 19th. Maybe the 19th.
Okay. Cool.
He's going to go. He's going to be, I think he flies into Havana and then goes to the other end of the island, to Holguin. And then from there goes to Philadelphia. I have a dear friend who was a student of mine in the very first years that I was teaching. And so he's a grown man now. And he's a reporter, and his bid is in to be part of the press corps that travels on one of the flights with him. Hmm. So he doesn't know if he's going to get on which flight, you know. Mm-hmm. Is he going to go from Rome to here, to Cuba, to Philly, to where? But he's in for something. Whatever it is, he says, I'll take it.
Well, you know, those are the best times to be near the Pope because he speaks so freely. You know?
Truly.
I know. And it's like, you can ask him anything, you know. Like, yeah, I'm sure his staff is like, oh, no, no, no.
Stop.
Don't make questions, please.
I'd say, your Holiness, boxers or briefs?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wouldn't understand. Like, what do you mean?
What?
Please no.
What is it? Do an AMA. Ask me anything.
Yeah.
And then when he answers, oh, you know those kilts that the Scots wear? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There
and
you go.
Everybody's
brain melts. Do we need to say anything else?
You're a funny man. I am going to pray for you.
But likely it'll do no good.
Right.
We're going to hell, young man.
The Pope would never say that. Insert Pope emoji now.
Yeah, sorry.
Right.
All right. Well, I think it's time because I can't think of anything else to talk about.
I think it's time for a rescue.
This. So, what do you think? Who wants to go first?
About what?
Well, you know what? Before I pick, before I talk about my pick, which I don't really know what it is yet, I just saw this article on New Advent. Cuba pardons 3,522 prisoners ahead of Pope Francis' visit. Wow.
Yes, I know.
Were you trying to get a reaction from me?
Havana announces the largest prisoner release since 1959. Ahead of
none of them political prisoners, none of them in jail for the crime of stealing food.
You said they are in prison for the crime of stealing food? Oh, okay. So what are they?
Well, they're releasing they real done? Criminals.
Oh, nice.
Real criminals.
Why?
Because I can't say all the words that are in my head right now. That's why. Because it's a political move.
And that's what drives me crazy is it's like if they can release these people, why haven't they done it already?
Right.
Well, because the people that they need to be releasing are the people who are political prisoners.
Right.
Who are in jail because of the regime, not criminals that are being released into the society now.
Right. I mean, I agree that it's a political stunt, you know, but if they're willing to release them, why haven't they done it already? Because they're not doing it for any altruistic reasons. They're doing it to look good.
Nope. Yeah.
Your friend, the other mustachioed brilliant man out there, Patrick Madrid, mm-hmm. posted a link earlier that I retweeted. That is a breakdown of who the released are, and who is not being released. And really just gives a timeline to how this stunt has happened with the Pope's visiting Cuba in the past. So, yeah, it just angers me because there's no real good feeling behind it besides trying to look good to the world, you know. Cuba claims they don't have human rights violations. I call BS on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry I mentioned it, but it just kind of grabbed my attention.
It's the stuff that drives the show, Jeff. You did it. It was a stunt on your part.
It was another stunt, another political stunt on my part. All right. So, Miss Maria, do you have a pick of the week?
I do. And it's a book. It's called Blessed Are You, and the author is Melanie Rigney, who I met this summer at the Adele Gathering in Charlotte. She's really, really in Charleston. She's really a hoot, but she has this book out that is also being part of a giveaway at Goodreads. So I didn't post it in the show notes, but I'm going to do it in just a couple of minutes for you to zip on over there and read. It's called Blessed Are You, and the subtitle is Finding Inspiration from Our Sisters in Faith. So it's a series of stories about the saints and you know, sisters in faith, and it'll be a good read. And guess who wrote the foreword to it?
Our friend,
Pat
Gone. Oh, Pat Gone. Did somebody say Pat Gone?
Pat Gone. I miss Pat. I haven't seen her forever.
She's always there.
So that's
waiting.
My pick of the week. She's always in the what do you call it?
Yeah, that's all live, by the way. Hey, Pat, you can go ahead and talk if you want. Well, hi, Jeff.
I still every once in a while when I think of you bringing her up at the live show of Catholic Weekend at the CNMC, it cracked me up to have her do that live finally.
Yeah, that was fun.
Anyway, Melanie Rigney, she's awesome. She's awesome, 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 and she's having a book giveaway. So follow the links in the show notes and put your name in the hat. Or better yet, buy the book.
There you go. That's even better.
I've been for a while.
Hey,
I have
Steve?
Like 10 that I haven't read yet.
I know. I've given up on books. I just can't. I don't have time.
You better not give up on my book.
Except on, by the way, pre-order Maria's Badass Book of Saints. We always have to mention that at least once every show.
You'll like it. I promise you'll like it.
I'm sure I'll love it.
And pre-order it. I got to go check and see if it's waiting out there.
If you want to just read something.
Pre-order it again.
Yeah, there you go. 10 at a time. Maybe you'll get a discount. I don't know. And also, if you're looking for something to read while you're waiting for Maria's book to be published, The Catholic Drinkies Guide to Homebrewed Evangelism is available now via Amazon. So, and again,
I have it right here.
There you go. I have it somewhere too. But I just don't know where. And
it's on my stack of still to read because it's still to read.
Well, you can read it while you're driving down to Austin.
Well, you need to read it.
No.
Not while he's driving. But you need to read it because you know what? I mean, I thought it was just a bunch of recipes for beer, but no, it's got a lot of church history and stuff in it. So you know what? I like those kinds of tidbits and stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
That's why it's still on my stack instead of in a shelf somewhere. I don't put it on the shelf until I know I'm not going to read it or I've read it.
It's shame on you. You should read every book you come into contact with, right?
I know. That's why I have a stack of 10 of them. I feel like I'm being lectured by the teacher. Go read your book.
Yeah, well. Go read your book.
Okay. Steve, pick.
Oh. I've got two. I've got two picks of the week.
No, give me one.
The first is, so... What'd you say?
So give me one of them.
I'll give you both of them.
No, like just one. That's all. Oh. I don't ask for much.
We're trying to end the show and it's not happening.
All right. So this week I had the great pleasure of visiting with my godson, Alex, who now goes by the name Dom Elijah.
Ooh.
He's a novice, Benedictine novice at the Silver Stream Priory in Ireland. I think I've spoken about him before.
Yes, you have.
Anyway, so he recently took his first temporary vows, and so he was able to come home for a home visit for the first time in 3 years. And so I got to see him a couple of days ago and spend some time with him, and that was awesome.
Cool. You said it's like a really small, what do you call the organization? Small
community?
Community? Like Priory. Six of them or something?
There's four at the moment.
Four. Wow.
But they have more that want to join. But they're having, you know, they're very new, they're very small, and they're trying to buy their property and fix it up and things like that. So if you would, you know, Google Silver Stream Priory and have a look at what they're doing over there, you know, and if you can support them, please do. I think it's great to support, you know, one of these little germinating monasteries. And from what I remember, I'm not sure if I got this right, but this is the first new monastery in Ireland in something like 1,000 years or something.
Wow.
Well, because there was that whole thing called the British oppression of the Irish that took place. anyway, so have a look at Silver Stream Priory and look at the work that they're doing. Their charism is to pray specifically for priests in the world. What they do.
Oh, that's awesome.
For the ministry of priests.
I was going to ask you what their call was or what they do.
Yeah.
What they do.
Can I do my second pick of the week?
Yes, you may.
Second pick of the week is
this
really
is also
just
mine.
That I am I'm just in awe of what Lisa Hendy is doing. She was posting pictures of spending time with Joseph Fiennes and Tom Fenton, you know, Draco Malfoy. So she's hanging out with
Draco Malfoy. I can't believe
movie
her.
Stars now.
Yeah, what was she doing? How did she end up in a place where she was with people like that?
As I understand, she was invited to the world premiere of a movie. What it was?
Yeah, she does that a lot. She was, in fact, she was just in Atlanta on Tuesday, which is why I'm kind of flipped out at how quickly she turns around and goes to these things because. I was teasing her about putting on the lens on my old 35mm and going out there and pretending to be paparazzi around her just to be obnoxious.
And, that's awesome. Isn't that just fantastic? Yeah. How her ministry, her Catholic mom ministry, how much it's in her own writing and everything, how much it has blossomed and the things that she gets to do. It's just fantastic.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
I just remembered that I do have a pick. It just came to me because you were talking about Lisa Hendy and Catholic Mom. And I'm trying to quickly see if I can find it. She just started, along with one of her contributors, a thing like what we're doing right here, a hangout on air, a weekly show where they kind of talk about some of the columnists and, you know, what's going on behind the scenes and that kind of thing. And I forgot what she calls it. Do you remember? Watched their first, their pilot issue of their hangout on air, and I can't figure out what it is. I'm looking on her page. She has so much stuff going on at CatholicMom.com.
You're talking about Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa Hendy.
The Catholic Mom Hangouts on air, yeah?
Yeah, well, what's it called? Didn't she call it something?
I think
something?
It's called...
I'm thinking, well, it should be on her front page, right? But I don't see it. Oh, well. We'll see if we can figure out what that is. Lynn probably already knows, and she's probably screaming at me right now, but for some reason, the chat room wasn't working today, so I can't see it. But yeah, anyway, we'll figure out what the link is to the Hangouts on Air feature that they're doing now over at Catholic Mom. Like she didn't have... Oh, here it is. Watch our CM Hangout podcast. CM Hangout is what it's called. So here, let me hit this button and see if I can hear something.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of our brand new project from CatholicMom.com, CM Hangout. I'm Lisa. I'm the founder and editor of CatholicMom.com, and I'm so happy to be joining you today for this special adventure. We're calling it an adventure. It could be a train wreck. Our very first adventure into sharing a video.
Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. She's doing a hangout on air. And then she uses the term train wreck.
Hey,
Lisa.
She's part of the gang. She can use it.
Lisa.
We need to have her on to promote
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so she can be an R train wreck.
You know,
I bet her train wrecks are better than our train wreck.
Yes,
oh,
it's
I bet
much
they
more
are
organized.
Always, they're more spectacular. They also have special effects. She's so silly. We tell her that she's a part of this crew, and she always waits until she gets a formal invitation to come on the show.
I don't know why she waits. But, you know, it is early in California when we do the show. But let's see if we can have her on again sometime soon. Because, you know what, as much fun as we poke at her, we love her so much. She's just a great, great woman. And so we love you, Lisa. I know you're not watching, but if you were... You'd get
I want to be her administrative assistant so I can go and meet people that she knows.
Are you kidding me? I'd just carry her bag.
So that is my pick of the week, CM Hangout. Look for it in the show notes. And let's see, Mariam
yeah.
Johnson is your
Mariam and Johnson, MariaMJohnson.com.
Is your blog.
Unfortunately, Maria Johnson was taken. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, @Pago.
Okay.
So my latest, actually, you know what? Here's what's going to be happening. I think I'm going to try to be posting my adventures leading up to the trip to Cuba, and if I can get some internet access from Cuba. So you might want to go ahead and follow my blog, Maria M. Johnson.
Well, I guess we'll have to do that then.
Yeah, or follow me @Pago on Twitter.
Well, the music's getting louder. Steve... EverythingEsteban.com.
EverythingEsteban.com, yeah.
Okay. And I'm...
Photos I'm going to put up there soon.
So. Okay. I'm Captain Jeff, Airline Pilot Guy. And I better stop right now, so have a great Catholic weekend. Take care, and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.